And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, here we go. Second hour of the Earshot 20 and jam-packed this hour with all kinds of great music. Steven's back with more music news. Brian has the lowdown for you. It's going to all be a whirlwind and it's probably only going to feel like 10 or 15 minutes to us.
Sit back, relax.
Yeah.
We got a lot for you.
Buckle up. So it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio. Top 10 on the way comes from earshot-online.com. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You should always go and check it out. It is Earshot, the National Campus and Community Radio Report with the exclamation mark at the beginning. As always, it is earshot-online.com or Earshot in your favorite search engine. It should be the top result. So go and check it out at your leisure. It is a creation of the fine folks at the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the fine staff and volunteers involved in this project, and so many more, including the main part of this website for our purposes, which is the Earshot National Top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 most played releases across Canada for the week, and we're about to get into the top 10. We are counting down the charts for the week ending Tuesday, March 7th, 2017. You can also find regional charts for over 30 different campus community radio stations all across Canada, as well as genre-specific charts both nationally and regionally for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. There's reviews, interviews, and so much more. Again, check it out free of charge, earshot-online.com.
And check us out online. Facebook.com/earshot20 is our home on Facebook, at earshot20, our handle on Twitter, and our email, earshot20@gmail.com. All the great ways to reach out, all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you. We will play something from your latest release and give you an interview. I said at the beginning of the program, at the beginning of this hour, that this is a jam-packed hour, and it is. We've got lots of movement on the charts, and Steven also, his song pick in the mix as well. Is it a goodie this week?
Always.
Always.
Always the best news, always the best music, huh. Always the best chat.
Oh,
always. Especially when I'm involved instead of you.
does he
our ever... chemistry is amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then you can keep doing
it. I'm teasing. I'm sure he missed you.
He probably did. He'll let me know next week.
I always get a grade rating usually, but you haven't been sharing me my report card lately.
Yeah, I just don't want to tell you. It's sad.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Bad news.
So we've got
tardy.
tardy to the party. Let's just
a thing that anyone says.
It is. I believe it is. I'm going to look
shouldn't
it up.
Shouldn't be. No.
I'm going to look it up.
Hey, let's play some music.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we're going to hear from the XX to kick off our second hour of the show here at number 10, up four spots. Their new one, I See You, and a track called On Hold. Tim Darcy on the show at number 9, up two spots. His newest release on Jag Jaguar, it's called Saturday Night. You'll hear Tall Glass of Water, and then Heat are up after that. Up one spot to number 8 is their newest release, Overnight, and you'll hear a track called The Unknown.
All right, here's the XX. Your number 10, On Hold, is the name of the track. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
I don't blame you. We got carried away. I can't hold on to an empty space.
Now you've found a new star to orbit. It could be love, I think you're too soon to call us old. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. We'll be right back.
The stars and the charts and the cards make sense. Only when we want them to. When I lie awake staring into space, I see a different view.
Now you've found a new star to orbit. It could be love. I think you're too soon to call us so. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold.
Yeah.
Your Shot 20. Number 8.
Number 8, that was Heat Up One Spot. This week is their newest release, Overnight, and a track called The Unknown. We jump back on the line here with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim. We closed out our last section of music news with some big information about some festivals coming up, and we're going to continue in that vein to get us started here with North by Northeast.
Yes, indeed. North by Northeast will return to Toronto this summer, bringing a host of live performances to the Portlands for their second consecutive year. And like you said, a first batch of artists will be taking the outdoor stage at the fest, happening June 23rd through 25th. Topping the bill this year are Odd Future icon Tyler, the Creator, the MC behind the hit White Iverson, Post Malone, and indie pop outfit Passion Pit. Other acts set to perform at the Portlands include Bleachers, Sleigh Bells, The Soul Rebels featuring Talib Kweli, Twin Peaks, Cold Specs, Muna, and Sun Little. A press release reveals that a second round of performers will be announced in early April. This year's Portland's portion of the festival will also include a comedy tent, a midway carnival, with rides and games, art installations, and more. So that'll take place June 16th to 25th in Toronto. Further programming announcements to come. So keep an eye on the official website as well as exclaim.ca for more details on that.
Yeah, real interesting mix to get it started there, and certainly interested to see what they come up with next.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't often diverge too far from music news, but today we do have a little bit of TV news to tell you about as well.
Yeah, so we have been covering a lot more film and TV stuff at exclaim.ca, a lot of Canadian stuff. But today, this is a bit of a guilty pleasure of mine. I don't know, Brian, if you've gotten into this at all.
I haven't checked it out, but I know lots of people that have, and they're huge fans. I don't know how I feel about it. I've been holding off for now.
So what we're talking about, of course, is the CW's Riverdale, which our writer Josiah Hughes in this in our news piece said is not a show that should work. On the surface, it's just a lazy pastiche of Gossip Girl, Twin Peaks, Friday Night Lights, and every other teen drama ever. And yet, strangely, the show is undeniably one of the best water cooler dramas in a long while. The news today is, of course, that it is coming back. On March 7th, CW execs greenlit Riverdale for a second season. As of press time, it was unclear exactly how many episodes the show would have in season two, though hopefully it is, of course, plenty of time for the characters to get all hot and sexy in various locations around the lower mainland of British Columbia, where it is, of course, being filmed. For those who are still yet to be won over by it, people keep asking, like, is it good? Is it good? And the thing is, honestly, no, it's not good, but it's so incredibly addictive. And you know what it is? It's good at what it does. It doesn't pretend to be anything more than that. And it makes sly self-reference throughout that's really, you know, it's a clever little fun show that's very exciting to talk about the next day. Like Josiah wrote, good water cooler drama. If you're looking to expand your mind, look elsewhere.
That's fair enough. But yeah, I have to say my initial impression when I heard about it was that it just looks like just the most horrendous drivel, but people seem to love it, so perhaps I'm wrong. I'll have to check it out.
A little bit too far, because it's not horrendous drivel. Like it's actually, for the kind of show that it is, it's fairly progressive. It has, like, you know, very very nicely fleshed out gay characters. It has it confronts a lot of issues that people around the world are dealing with right now. It of course has the, like, it's very pulpy is what it is. So it's very, like, there's a lot of, like, grisly murder and, like, sexy scenes, but it's also, like, it's also fairly inclusive and, like I said, fairly addictive. So
well,
do
now
check
I can
it out.
Get on board with that. That sounds pretty cool, though.
It's really not as bad as, you know, I'm not a big fan of shows like this, but I was won over, especially if you're a fan of the Archie comics. There's a lot of interesting ways in which they play with past characters.
Yeah, I have to be honest, most of my interpretation is based on just like stills and pictures, so that's unfair.
Fair enough.
I'll check it out, and you should too. So we're going to jump into a fairly kid-friendly story, a pretty fun one, as we often close out with. I have to be honest, this record looks like a blast.
I got to say, anyone who is over the age of 20 will know Fred Penner from their childhood. And now he's roped in a bunch of famous friends for a brand new album that, like you say, is kid-friendly, but it's also got a couple of Exclaim and Earshot favorites. The record is titled Hear the Music, and it's set to arrive on April 21st, courtesy of Linus Entertainment. The album from the beloved children's entertainer will feature guest appearances from a number of prominent Canadian musicians. That includes Ron Sexsmith, Alex Cuba, Basha Bulat, The Good Lovelies, Tara Lightfoot, and Bahamas, a.k.a. Afi Gervainen, all contributing to the record, while Penner's own family actually provides vocals on many of the songs. If you are in your 20s, Penner's kids are about our age. But super interesting, you know, a bunch of stuff like Bahamas, Basha Bulat, the kind of stuff that Exclaim loves to cover. You can see a full track listing for that album, as well as credits for it, at exclaim.ca, where you can also hear a first single called La Vida with Alex Cuba and Basha Bulat on it, in case you are curious.
I gotta say, pretty smart business move so far. I mean, he's still remained relevant as a performer. He's got to be well into his 70s now, and kind of branching out. I know he's been playing lots of different festivals and that sort of thing, and continuing to make people's children inside of them happy, I suppose.
Yeah, I actually had the pleasure of interviewing him last year, and he's a really thoughtful, nice guy. I mean, he's definitely entering his older years, so he's not like, in touch with what's cool, but he is, you know, very understanding, a very cool guy, interesting ideas. And apparently he has a lot of music, not just for kids, that that he hasn't released. So that might be interesting if there's ever an outlet for that.
Well, and at least someone's telling him what's cool based on the artist list he's clouded. Some big collaborators there for sure. Thanks so much, Stephen, for bringing us the music news this week, as you always do. Nice to get some of the lowdown on some big things happening out there beyond the radio waves. And you can go and check that out, as always, at exclaim.ca. Check your local stands, be it at a record shop or a radio station or a coffee shop and beyond. Tons of locations to pick up the most recent paper copy of Exclaim to get more information about artists and events and things like this as well. And we'll leave it off as we do every week with your song pick of the week.
Thank you kindly, Brian. There is, as many of you will know, a new Pornographers album on the way. And the Vancouver band has started to announce a couple singles here and there, one of which is called High Ticket Attractions. A really sunny, synthy slice of pop gold. It's got a really incredible video if you have a chance to head to YouTube. But you're going to hear it right now. This is High Ticket Attractions by the new Pornographers on Earshot Radio.
Good morning. Will Danny get here? He just pushed the principal down into the air. Thank you.
Imagine all the factions.
Yeah.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Migos, Ryan Adams, The XX, Pharrell, Japandroids, Sampha, and much more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
You all for a thousand years. Here we are, we're still unfair. Though there's never a dollar of all your wealth, it doesn't mark the workers dead. We have given our best to give you rest. You lie on crimson wool. But if blood be the price of all your wealth, then we have paid in full. There's never a mind-blown skyward now, but we're buried alive for you. There's never a wreck drift shoreward now, but we are its ghastly crew. Go reckon our dead by the forge's rim and the factories where we spin. And if blood be the price of your cursed wealth, then we have paid it in.
We've fed you all for a thousand years, for that was our doom, you know. Like a week ago, you have taken our lives from our children and wives, and we're told it's your legal share. But if blood be the price of all your wealth, good God, we have bought it fair. There is never a mind-blown skyward now, but we're buried alive. Never a wreck drift shoreward now, but we are its ghastly crew. Go reckon our dead by your forge's rim and the factories where we spin. And if blood be the price of all your wealth, then we have paid.
Shot 20, number 6.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was These Walls by Century Palm, their new one, sitting still at number 6 for the third week in a row. Must be its favorite spot. It is an album called Meet You. Before that, Bill and Joel Plaskett. They have a new album out collaboratively called Solidarity, down 2 spots this week to number 7. You heard a track called We Have Fed You All for 1,000 Years. And Stephen Karlik's pick this week from their forthcoming release in April, a big new record from the New Pornographers, is coming out soon. And one of the new tracks coming from that one, High Ticket Attractions, I'm sure we'll be hearing from them on the charts very soon.
All right. We've got more music on the way for you, and coming up on the other side of that, Brian's going to have the lowdown. We're going to take a look at what's debuting, and you had mentioned at the beginning of the program, the first hour, 10 debuts, which isn't all that much of a surprise because we've seen ebbs and flows, but most weeks we're seeing a decent number of new music come into the charts and just across Canada.
My expectations continue to be blown out of the water, so I've been trying to set less. I can't handle the excitement.
The excitement that you
feel. But yeah, there's tons and tons of music coming out already this year. So much great stuff, and we're happy to bring some of it to you this week, but you should definitely always delve below the top 20 for tons and tons of cool records, for sure.
Yeah, all right. Let's give them number 5 and 4.
Ty Segall has a new album out. It is self-titled. It drops one spot this week to number 5. You're going to hear a track called The Only One. Following that, it is The Luyas. They have a new album out called Human Voicing, rising from 7 to number 4. And you'll hear a track called All of Everything.
I want you to hear.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was All of Everything by the Luyas. They have a new album out called Human Voice, and go and check that one out on Paperbag Records. It's at number 4, up from number 7. And in that set, we also heard from Ty Siegel, who has a new album out, a self-titled album, at number 5, down just one spot this week. And you heard a track called The Only One.
All right, one more break from the charts before we get to your top 3 this week. And that is to take a look at what is debuting below the top 20. We don't have enough time to play the whole national top 50 every week, so we like to give you some insight because these albums could be making their way onto the charts. Of course, it's Lowdown. Brian's got it for you.
All right, I'm going to try to be relatively brief here because as we've been mentioning all show long, there's all of 10 debuts below the top 20. Tons and tons of music coming through the pipes here, including three at the very bottom. It is 50, Kayla Lucky with Back to Dirt, Smith and McGuire at number 49 with There You Go, and Five Alarm Funk with an album called Sweat at number 48. At number 45, it is Leif Volbeck with an album called Twin Solitude, followed by further down the line, a new one from Scott Cook at number 44. The new one from Dirty Projectors is a self-titled release. It's at number 42. Beautiful Nothing with Sleepwalk at number 37. Juju with Forget at number 27. We go a few spots up to just below the cusp of the program at numbers 22 and number 21. So you got to think you might hear from these in the very near future. It is new releases by Pick a Piper and Tara Lightfoot entitled, respectively, Distance and Live in Concert. So yeah, we had a debut at number 20, number 21, and number 22 this week. So pretty wild week.
All right. Well, that does it. There you go. That is the lowdown. And now we have three tracks. Three of the biggest played tracks or biggest played albums across the country on Campus Community Radio. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number three.
Our top three sits still this week from the week before. Our top two are sitting still the week before that in our last show. But at number three this week, it is a new number three, at least to the show, if not the charts. It is Home Shake from the album Fresh Air. Here's a track called Timing.
Feeling pretty dry in my
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Don't you?
It's the Earshot 20.
That was the most played release all across Canada for the week ending Tuesday, March 7th, 2017. At number one, sitting still at number one for several weeks in a row now, it was Oustra from the album Future Politics. You heard I'm a Monster. In the middle there, also sitting still at number two for a couple of weeks, it was Japandroids. Their newest release is called Near to the Wild Heart of Life. And you heard Midnight to Morning. Kicking off our final set this week, sitting still at number three, it was Homeshake from the release Fresh Air. You heard Timing.
And that does it for us this week again for another countdown. If you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. I'm Anthony Edmond, and we count down the top 20 every week from earshot-online.com. Check out the site. The show is recorded out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station before we broadcast first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then send out for syndication across the nation to more than 30 great campus community and online radio partners. You can also hear the program if you're downloading from radioforall.net or podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in, and hopefully we'll be back next week. Seems like we've taken a week off. We've done a show taking a week off, but hopefully we'll be back next week. We can do it. We set our minds to it. Until then, though, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.